The halacha is that Shiva begins after the stima sago, after the kfura. There's a din of aninus where once you hear about the death, so you have to make the preparations. And today we only have the dinim derabanan. You pater min mitzvahs, and there's an isidah bas of a yayin. But Avelis begins at the stima sagoel. And in general, Zalacha by Avelis, you need a yediya. In other words, if someone in theory doesn't know his parents passed away or mother or father, one of the crew of them, you can invite him to a wedding even. The issue, whether you should do it or not, especially if he needs to be prepared, but if it's on Yontif, then maybe you probably shouldn't tell him if there's any reason to, or if it's on a Shabbos, perhaps not, depending on the scenario. Well, he's not Mechuyev anyway, and there's nothing you could do much on Shabbos anyway. So either way, there's a Halacha of Avelis, and it begins after the Kfura. What happens if someone finds out about it 2 weeks later? It's before the times of phones and apps. So it's what's called in Halacha a Shmua Krova. You hear about the news of the death within 30 days. And Krova includes within the 30 days. If the news, even if it arrives at the end of the 30th, if it was on the 30th day, you're considered a Shmua Krova. And let's say you hear it within 30 days, so then you're a Chayev to Sit Shiva. And how do we know what's considered a Shmua Krova? Because we say Avelis begins at the Kfura. So is it 30 days from the Kfura? So the Lach is, no, 30 days are calculated from the day of the death and not from the Kfura. So the effort's a big nafkamina. If you hear the news within 30 days of the burial, but it's more than 30 days from the dead, you'll have a din of a Shmua Rechok, as we'll get to shortly. So if you're a Shmua Krova, you have regular dinim of Avelis. You have to perform Kriya. You have to do a Sudas Havra. You can't put tefillin on that day. So a Shmua Krova has a classic din of Avelis. Then you get into the Poskim discussed Shilas, what happens if I daven Ma'ariv already, but it wasn't sunset? So what would be the status? So some bring down, if a person hears a Shmua Krova before Shkia, before sunset, but he daven Ma'ariv, so some say his 7 days don't count until the next day. There's another Shilas about what about Ben Hashmashas? What do we do? So it's considered, then we consider it on the day that just in, and it's counted as the first of 7 days. Ashai, what happens if you're formed about it on Shabbos Yontif, or if a person accepted Shabbos, it was accepted Shabbos early? So some write, then if a Shabbos is the 30th day after the death, it's considered a Shmua Rechoka. So either way, there's different shilas within the details. What if you hear about it, but you can't do anything about it? So the bottom line is, within the 30 days, it's a Shmua Krova. After 30 days, it's a Shmua Rechoka. If a person hears about his relative's death after 30 days, again, since the death, it's considered a Shmua Rechoka. And therefore, then, there's no classic din of Avelis. He only has to sit for a short period of time. And even if he hears it about it at night, and we're generally speaking, we know on the seventh day we do Mixus Hayom Kakuo. So the Efa Shmur Rechoka, all you need is to sit for 15 minutes or whatever. However, we're even Mako, I think the Makaber brings down that you could, if you hear a Shmur Rechoka at night, you could sit down and be Yotze your Avelis at night. Like the Shiloh comes up, Lag BaOmer, people, the minigas have weddings the night of Lag BaOmer, even though really we assume you wait until the next day, Mixus Yom Kakuo, but so some write the Chachmasad, the mothers, Meikara Din, we paskin that you can say Mixus Halayla Kalayla, and therefore we see it, that's true from a Shmua Rechoka. So that's the halacha. So So that's all you have to do for a Shmur Rechok. However, if it's a parent, so you still have to rip Kriya, it doesn't make a difference. And let's say you hear during the Yud Beis Chodesh, that's what it is. So it applies. Whatever you can't do during Yud Beis Chodesh still applies to you. And it applies until the end of the 12 months from the day of burial, not from when you heard the Shmur Rechok. And even if, let's say, one hears after 12 months, he still has to like sit for 10, 15 minutes, whether it's a parent or a family member. However, for a parent, he has to rip Kriya no matter, even if it's, you know, even if it's after that time. So those are some of the halachas of Shmua Krova and Shmua Rechoka when you didn't hear at the time of the funeral, you heard about it later, so if you hear it within the 30 days, then you have a din of Shmua Krova, you got to sit Avelis then. And then if it's a Shmua Rechoka, so then there are other halakas. You could just, you could do in 15 minutes, sit down for a couple of minutes. And in fact, we even make a mix of halayla, like the Ramban writes in Torah Sa'adam.